It's a campaign fight that pits small-scale organics producers and consumers' rights groups against big grocery manufacturers and chemical giants. Think Dr. Bronner's and PCC versus Monsanto and DuPont. But so far, the little guys who want the new labels are outraising the opponents by roughly 4-1.
The supporting side right now has an advantage. They've raised $3.9 million. The opposing side has raised about $950,000, you know, as of our last update, which was last week.
That's Jay Costa with the nonprofit MapLight, a nonpartisan money and politics research organization. He says the players are much the same here as in California, but it's early days yet. Analysts, including Matt Barreto, a professor of political science at the University of Washington, expect the opposition will raise at least $10 million when all is said and done. And Barreto says, like in California, they'll outspend the supporters by a very large margin.
But having that early money can be quite important. We've seen that in other initiatives, that whoever takes to the airwaves first and really frames the campaign, they get to get that lead thought in with the voters.
Barreto says spending early on political ads could help I-522's supporters overcome the opposition's deep pockets. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.